Alexa, give me the news. I got music in my belly and it's coming through.
Doctor, these are real, you know, legitimate medical stories.
I got the email from Sanjay Gupta on this one.
No, these are real deals here. We only bring you the most bizarre stories that we can find. And Brad and I play the roles of, we are not doctors in real life. We just play them on the radio. We specialize in malpractice. Okay, this story involves a guy in Taiwan who he fell asleep, and he had the music on, and he had his wireless earbuds in. He had those Apple Airbuds. You know, everybody's seen those Airbud things. They came out a couple years ago.
Sure, yeah, just the little tiny ear pods.
Okay, so this guy, no wire attached to him, in case you're not familiar with him. So this guy's got him in his ears, and he falls asleep. And then he wakes up, and he's got one ear bud in his ear, and then the other one, he doesn't know where that is. He can't find the other earbud. And he's looking around. He says he checked under his blanket, and he couldn't find it there. And he's going
Last time I bought a pair of those for my son, they were like 100-something bucks.
And he can't find them. So then he activates. There's a feature apparently on your phone that you can hit, which will send out a beeping noise so you can find that earbud.
Find my funk.
So he does that. And he hears the beeping. And he's in bed. And he's like, okay, it's in here somewhere. And he's flopping around and he's looking under the sheets, and he hears it.
I can hear my Cool and the Gang playing somewhere.
He cannot find it, but he hears it, and he's like, what the heck? You know, I
hate this song. I want to forward. Ah.
He then realizes that the beeping is coming from inside his stomach. He realizes he swallowed the earbud.
And it's still playing?
And it's still playing, yeah. It's still
That's pretty loud. Yeah. How did he fall asleep with it that loud if it was in his ear and now it's in his stomach and he can still hear it?
Well, he's hearing now is he's hearing the beeping.
Ah.
Because he activated that sensor.
I got you.
So he could find out where the thing
was. So the Cool and the Gang wasn't playing anymore?
I don't think the Cool and the Gang. Now, I don't know if he could hear Cool and the Gang in there. Now you got me. Now I'm on a Cool and the Gang. What do you want to hear? Fresh?
What? I like Fresh. Fresh is okay.
All right, well, give me your favorite Cool in the Game. What do you want? Cool in the Game. Fresh, Misled, Joanna. Come on. Celebration. Nah, get down on it.
Yeah, get down on it.
You want to get down on it? Okay, yeah. All right. Give me a second. I'll turn on my A-track here. Give me a second.
Sure.
Get my A-track going, and we'll have that.
That and the Casey and the Sunshine Band. He probably had the whole Pandora thing going on where, you know, he had that vibe working.
So he's listening to his Get Down On It by Cool and the Gang, and he can't find out where that earbud is, and then he realizes, okay, man, that thing's in my stomach. I swallowed my earbud.
Okay. Yeah, but I feel like cleaning the house because I got some groove going on. I could do some sweeping to this. Well,
now I got to get on down to the emergency room to find out, is this a bad thing? Because I got this thing, and it's got a battery in it, and it's in my stomach. Apparently, there's little batteries inside each one of those earbuds.
Okay.
So he heads down to the emergency room, and they say, "Well, I it's in there." They do a scan on him, and they, yeah, you're not kidding. That earbud's in there.
Your levels look right. Your bass is off a little bit.
So they
your
say,
treble needs tweaking.
They say,
but other than that, your levels are good.
They tell him in the emergency room, you're going to be okay because you're not directly exposed to the battery in that device. It's housed, so you're going to be okay. You're just going to end up passing the device, you know, and then when you do that, you'll be all right.
Thank God they're not Beats by Dre headphones, so you don't have a hard time passing those, man. Little earbuds, I can probably handle.
Yeah. Well, and if they were the Beats by Dr. Dre, those you're going to pull out there and make sure those are, you know, a couple hundred dollars a pop.
Yeah.
Those. So he says, all right, well, then that's what I'll do. So he goes home, and time passes, and the earbud passes.
Now the music's coming from the toilet bowl.
Well, and it's,
it's got a little echo to it. It's like putting your phone in a cup. Yeah. Just it radiates through the roof.
Yeah. It's a lot louder in there. The acoustics are way louder. Yeah. By standing on the wall. So, here's the thing.
Cleaning the bathroom now.
So, here's the thing. He pulls that thing out of there after it passes, cleans it off, and it is fully functional. It works just fine.
And he's going to put that back in his ear?
Yes, he has. He's put it back in his ear, and it's working just fine. It's a pretty good endorsement there for the AirPod system. So be careful. So he must have been, he must have been maybe sitting up when he fell asleep and it fell down into his mouth and he's snoring or something.
Or he's just eating popcorn in his sleep or something.
Probably snore, mouth wide open or something, and it fell down and went in and he took it in. So you can.
It'd be funny if every time he opened his mouth, the music came out. Hey, Doc, what's going on?
Doc, I got a case of Kool in the Gang mouth.
Doctor, give me the news. I got music in my belly and it's coming through.
Well, cool.
Kool in the Gang.
Yeah.